Kiss and Tell, podcasturile Kiss FM.
So, today we're here with the one and only Parov Stelar. Hi, how are you today?
Hello, thank you, I'm fine. It's a wonderful day. How are you?
It's a beautiful sunny day too, there.
Yeah, it's a bit cloudy, but sun is coming out and I'm sure in 10 minutes we will have the perfect sunny day.
That's perfect. I'm fine also. Thank you very much for asking. I know, Mr., that you're preparing a new album. Can you tell us a little bit more about this new album that we're about to hear soon?
Yeah. Well, it's called Moonlight Love Affair and will be released on 29th of April. And, well, I would say it's one of my most intimate and personal albums because it was made in a time where I felt things are going now in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I think the whole world had hard times the past 2 years and COVID was a nightmare for everybody. And yeah. Now we have this Ukraine thing, but I try to stay positive, you know. I try to believe in the good stuff. And I try that the things are going in the right direction. And you know, my main album's always a bit melancholic.
Yeah.
So is Moonlight Love Affair. But I think the difference between melancholy and depression is in a melancholic way, mm-hmm. you know that it will be good at the end. And this is Moonlight Love Affair.
Oh yes, that's very true. So did the events from the last 2 years influence the music that you played?
I would say that Woodosonic, my previous album, was more influenced of this kind of no orientation. So where are we going to? So where's our future? So you can see on Woodosonic more darker sounds, which I personally love. But on the Moonlight Love Affair, as the title says, this is something you sit outside and watch the moon, you know? And that's the feeling what I had with this thing.
I know you also love to paint. I didn't know that about yourself, but I just learned the other day that you love to paint. Was this art also influenced by things that happened in the last 2 years or so?
Definitely. And I mean, I have to say my painting was long before I started music. So I started as a painter and yeah, it's always a reflection, you know, and with a painting, maybe it's even easier, you know, because you can do that immediately, you know, and in my form to do music, electronic music, you sit in a studio and you have kind of a plan and it takes time, mm-hmm. but with a painting, you go immediately in your art studio, take some colors and bam, and you have that. Yeah, it's a very personal reflection.
Would you say that painting, staying in the studio, it's a very good medicine, a very good anti-anxiety activities?
I would say it's both. It's the remedy, but it's also the poison, you know? Mm-hmm. Because that feeling in your studio doing music or in your art studio trying to paint and nothing happens, the muse is not kissing you. I mean, this is a kind of a nightmare. But on the other hand, when there's something going to feel, sounds good. This gives you a kind of energy I never had before. This is love.
Where are you more comfortable? In the studio where you paint or in the studio where you make music?
I cannot split up that feeling, you know. Both are like sister and brother, so both live from each other. And sometimes I do a painting. And during painting, I hear the soundtrack for the painting and
they go together.
They sit together and you know, the big difference is the studio is very clean. I mean, it should be. My studio isn't. We have a lot of cups of coffee. But if you go into your art studio, so everything is haptic, organic, so it's dirty, so you feel it more physically, you know. And both together is a perfect combination for me.
So you don't suffer from OCD. There can be messy things around and you don't like everything to be smoothy, clean and perfect. Like, can you do well with chaos or how are you?
I would love to have everything around me very clean and in shape, but I'm not able to keep it. So Yeah, but sometimes the chaos is great, you know. In chaos, there's a lot of chances. I see things in chaos, and if we have one thought further, there is no chaos. Everything is right in place, but...
You travel a lot. Is there a place where you would love to maybe move one day, permanently?
Well, I spend a lot of time in Mallorca in Spain, so this is a really great place to be. Mm-hmm. There's so many places I would love to be there for a longer time. For example, Sweden. I want to have the experience to stay in Sweden, you know, on a lake, just you and with a boat and maybe a good friend. But yeah, I think I'm happy in Mallorca at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So when you're not on stage or performing somewhere, you love quiet places?
I need quiet places because this is kind of reloading your battery. And don't forget, if you're on stage and you get, yeah, we're living for applause and it's loud, it's full of energy. But when I'm coming down from stage, I really love to come down, to reflect, to get your thoughts on the right place. So this is very important for me.
So the world started to reopen again, and there are more and more events and parties and festivals and things like that. Do you think people are still know how to party? Are they?
Yes, they know. I just played a double show that weekend. I mean, this was an explosion, and what I see is, of course, you can feel a bit of fear in the people, but when they enter the club or the hall, they're hungry, you know? They're hungry as we are. So, I mean, I see people dancing where I was sure maybe 2 years ago you were not brave enough to dance. Now they say, I want to move, I need to dance, we want music, I want life back. Okay. And it's also very nice to see that.
Yeah, like what they say, dance like nobody's watching.
Yes, then, but there's more in that saying, dance like nobody's watching you, love like nobody hurted you before. There's a third one.
I can't remember it either. Do you have a favorite song from this new album? Or do you ever have a favorite song on your albums?
Well, in fact, I love them all. They're all my kids. And I don't want to cross out a kid or highlight a kid and say, you're my favorite boy. I'm not sure about you. But of course, there are a few songs. For example, now the actual single Fire is, I mean, it's very emotional. Mm-hmm. It goes in a kind of in an erotic way. So this song for me gives a lot of space for your thoughts and feelings in which direction you want to go. Also, the club tunes that I have on it, but these are more for life.
Okay. What is your biggest wish for 2022?
To have the power to stay in the presence, you know, to be now. And it took me nearly 47 years to learn that it's not about what you see in the future and it's not about what you see in the past, it's all about now. And if you get the ability and the power to feel that moment, that you think nothing is missing, I feel it at the moment a bit. So please, I want to stay here.
So you would love
That's my biggest.
Yeah. What activities help you to be more present, to be more in the now, to stop the mind?
There's one thing I do it with my trainer. I do in Wing Chun. This is an Asian sport that keeps me in that hour. When I do that, I have to switch off thinking. It's all about feeling, because if you start thinking, I get punched immediately.
So you like sports?
Somebody is laughing there. You know? I like sports.
What sports do you prefer?
Yeah, it's Wing Chun. Before I played a lot of tennis, so my father thought I should become a tennis pro. Yes, but you know, it's much cooler to be an artist on stage, you know. So I thought, who is sexier, to win Wimbledon or to play in the Wembley Stadium as a musician? I said, okay, take the Wembley Stadium. Thank you.
But were you any good at tennis?
I would say it was not bad. You know, these guys are playing tennis at the moment. These guys are machines, you know?
Yeah. It's next level.
So this is not sport anymore for me, because you also need in sport some kind, it's a game, you know? And if you don't like to play, it's now it's more a fight, a battle, you know?
Mm-hmm. Are you competitive?
Sorry?
Are you competitive?
I don't know. I don't want to watch that.
So maybe you are a little. Is he competitive? Hi.
He is. It's Benjamin. It's Benjamin. Listen, is he saying anything bad?
Okay. What is your go-to song when you try to, I don't know, improve your mood, or maybe you feel down and you need something to lift you up and get you back on your feet? Is there any artists you prefer?
There are a lot, but in the way I do music, I do a lot of sampling, so I never know about in which direction the song will go, you know? But I see mostly, is it connecting or not connecting? I think that's the only thing. And after a while, I called my son, he's 10 years old, and said, can you come in and play it really loud? If he starts jumping and dancing, you know, okay, there is something. If he's not doing that, I'm like, maybe I should improve it.
It's cool because kids are so, they always tell the truth. They never lie.
Yeah, they're very honest. Yeah. They're very honest. You know, if you ask, for example, I ask my management and said, well, how do you like the music? Well, yeah, it's pretty good. I think a lot of energy and yeah. So if I ask my son, he said, daddy, it's shit.
You can be brutally honest. It's like punching you in the gut sometimes.
Yeah.
It's good to have good, honest opinions these days. I mean.
Yes, it's not always.
I say it in a lovely way.
You don't say it in a lovely way.
Of course.
Come on.
So last question, and I'll let you get back to your things. What are your plans for the summer?
A lot of festival shows, you know, to be back in life. Hopefully to grab a cold beer somewhere. To be on the seaside, yes. So my goal is to make people happy again for that summer, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's enough.
Are you excited about Never See Festival?
Come on, this will be amazing. You know, we started our international career in Romania, so there were a few countries I'm playing for a long time. So this is like coming home, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of a family business.
That's awesome. You have a lot of fans here in the can't wait to see you. I was actually telling my colleagues just now that I'm interviewing you today, and they were like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Can I be in the room with you? And I was like, no, but.
No.
But I'll show you the video after. If you're
not. Okay, I see women are very strict.
Sometimes.
Yeah, come on. You know that.
Not true. It depends on who asks.
Yeah, if a man asks, you are.
Okay, maybe you're right.
Yes. No. I am right always.
Okay. Well, then.
Okay. You see, can be strict as well.
Yeah, well, that means you have a lot of things in common with women, especially Virgos. They love to be always right. And I'm not.
You're Virgo. Yeah. I'm Sagittarius, be careful.
What is your sign?
Sagittarius, yeah.
Sagittarius, oh, like my mom. Okay, you're very stubborn.
Don't like my mom. Thank you for the nice interview, bye.
Well, actually, we did came to the end of this interview, but I'm not.
Yes, after you know that I'm Sagittarius.
I promise. Oh my God. It was so lovely to meet you like this. I can't wait to see you in person.
Likewise.
Never see. And I can't wait to see you perform. And have a great summer. Have great fun touring. And it's been fun today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Be safe. Take care.
Yeah, you too. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Kiss and Tell. Podcasturile Kiss FM.